When we got to Reno, we realized we couldn't get into Harold's club because we were too young. So we decided to make a sign that said Harold's Club or Bust, tie it to the back of our bikes, go over to Harold's Club and tell Harold, whoever he might be, that we'd carried this across the whole United States and we were just crazy to see Harold's Club. So we went into a drugstore. We got an old cardboard box and bought some crayons, and we started writing this sign. The woman who sold us the crayons said, "What are you guys doing?" We said, "We're going to make a sign, Harold's Club or Bust, and tell Harold that we cycled all the way from..." She said, "These people are very smart. They're not going to fall for this." So we made this thing, took it out onto the streets, scuffed it up, tied it to the back of our bikes, went over to Harold's Club, got to this big entryway. Harold's Club was this gigantic thing, literally the biggest gambling casino in the world, and there was a door person there. He said, "What do you boys want?" We said, "We want to meet Harold." He said, "Harold is not here." We said, "Well, who is here?" He said, "Harold Sr. is not here, but Harold Jr. is here." We said, "That's fine, we'll take Harold Jr." He said, "Okay, I'll go in and see." Pretty soon, out strides this dude in a fancy cowboy suit. Handsome guy. So he comes out and looks at our bikes, and he says, "What are you guys doing?" We said, "Harold, we've been cycling across the United States, and we've wanted to see Harold's Club the whole time. We've been sweating across the desert." And he said, "Well, come on in." We ended up staying for a week at Harold's Club. He took us up in a helicopter around Reno, put us up in a fancy hotel. And when we were leaving, he said, "I guess you guys want to see Disneyland, right? Well, let me call up my friend Walt." So he called up Walt Disney, and this is one of the great disappointments of my life. Walt wasn't home. I have wondered why Eric spent the evening of the day he had his father's body exhumed, telling his friend the story of Harold's Club or Bust. Maybe it's because Eric had spent so much of his adult life failing to be offered the kindness of strangers, failing to benefit from anything approaching an American dream. But now Frank Olson was out there, lying on a slab in a pathologist's lab. And perhaps things were about to turn around for Eric. Maybe some mysterious Harold Jr. would come along and kindly explain everything.